Welcome to the Family Life Church podcast. We're so excited that you're joining us today. Our hope today is that this podcast brings life to you and that you leave this message encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live the amazing life God designed for you.
Celebrate with you in a little bit today what it means to be a dad. Why don't we give all our dads just a big cheer and a big welcome. All of you watching online, all you dads out there, happy, happy Father's Day. You know, as a dad, when you get to be a dad, there are a lot of things that you learn. It just seems to come with the territory. And we fathers like to pass on knowledge. We do. It's one of our favorite things to do is just to pass on what we know. And so there's some things I wanted just to share real quickly at the top here with you, and especially for you kids that are in the room today and watching online. This is just for you, stuff you may not have known, but I want to share with you because I know it as a dad now. I finally figured out why my bicycle will not stand up on its own. I know. It's too tired. Thank you. You know, Maxie, I found a pencil I got you. I started to buy it for you. It was super cool. It had two erasers. But then I figured, oh, you know what? That's pointless. Thank you. Yeah, right? Somebody gave me a book, though, for Father's Day. It's a super, super cool book. It's a book on anti-gravity. I just can't seem to put it down. But inside this book, I've learned a lot of things about, like, animals and stuff through this book. Like, for example, did you know how a penguin builds its home? It glues it together. Thank you. Yes. But, you know, honestly, though, it was written by a guy. The guy who invented the knock-knock joke. Yeah, he won a Nobel Prize. For the book. Yeah, but honestly, though, a word to the wise. If you ever have the chance, I think Kroger released something on this recently. Do not buy milk from farms whose cows get whatever they want, because it'll be spoiled. I see some of you taking notes. It's interestingly, this book also talked about why bees have sticky hair. Did you guys know this? I didn't know this. I read this book, the anti-gravity book, that taught us why bees have sticky hair. It's because they use honeycombs. Oh, and the last piece of information I recently learned, I definitely got to pass this on. Did you see the interview with the astronauts that went up in SpaceX recently? Did you see that interview? Yeah, they were asked, what was your favorite part of the new computers that launched you? And the guy said it was the space bar. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Please tip your waiters and waitresses. Everybody get up for Grant Tony today on the rim shot. But, you know, I do want to pause, though, and give credit to the three people. I'm done with jokes now. It's all good. He's like, are you finished, Dad? I want to give credit to the three people today that have made me a father and share with you one of my favorite photos of my three children, Grant, Allie, and Max. Yeah, set the best ever. And that for me is how they'll always be. That right there, that's the picture. No matter how old they get, no matter what happens in their lives, this is what I will always see about these three people. And I love them with all of my heart. And so in honor of them today, in honor of the kids who make me a father, make me a dad, I thought I'd share with you a little insight to what it looks like inside of our house. There's something I do around the house pretty consistently that my kids just love. They love. And so this, if you're a dad and you want to pick up on something that you can use to really bond your home and cause your kids to love you even more, you may want to grab one of these, because one of my favorite things to do, and my kids love it, it's called the Irish whistle. So I love to just, around the house, yeah, guys, that's for you. I know you love that. I know you absolutely love it. I don't get rolled eyes or anything when I do that. It's super cool. So you can pick them up pretty cheap. Go ahead, Dad. This is the next best thing to do for you. So now, honestly, though, for Father's Day, I've known a lot of great fathers. Some of them have gone on. Many of them are still here with us. And I just want to pause and honor all the amazing fathers that are in this room, that are watching online, that have impacted my own journey and my own life. I honor you today, and I say happy Father's Day. For all your quirkiness, for all your strangeness, for all your wisdom, for all your heartfelt love that you share, the things that you do, happy, happy Father's Day. Today we celebrate you. You're the best. Come on, give it up for our dads. And I know that right now there are a lot of dad brains spinning on all the one-liners that you know. And you're like, man, could I give you a few? I'm probably going to get stopped between services and be like, hey, why don't you add this one to the list of jokes? And it goes on and on and on. But I'm thankful today to be a dad and to have known so many great men. And there's one great man today that I want to in particularly highlight, one great father, and share a little bit of his journey and story. And in hopes that it would help us as we talk about just today in this one message, the idea of uncaped. And that is my father-in-law, Richard Frank Steele. Richard Frank Steele was a man's man. He was a blue-collar, hard-working family man. He had a way of looking at you over his glasses that was all you needed to know to pull yourself into alignment. This is my father-in-law there on the left, Richard Steele. He was an usher and a deacon in his church, of course, I think as every man of his era probably was at some time. One of those guys that could be seen every Sunday wearing his burgundy polyester dress jacket, standing in the back of the church, helping to count offering and making sure that all the kids in the auditorium stayed quiet. He was just that guy, and he probably just did this to make them settle down. But I'll never forget one Sunday morning, Kathy and I had just started dating. We just decided that we liked each other and wanted to be, kind of spend some time around each other. And one Sunday after church, we ran out of the church building and into the parking lot where she was typically would go and connect up with her family and go home. And I remember walking to the car that day with her and asking if it was okay if, rather than going home with them, that she would come with me and my sister to go out to eat on Sunday afternoon. And her mom was ecstatic. Her mom was like, yes, absolutely. Her mom loved my sister, and so I got the credit for my sister, Debbie, her mom loving her so much. And her mom was, oh, yes, that'd be awesome. Yes, that's great. And I thought, you know what, that's pretty easy. That was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, asking that tough question. Until I looked past her mom through to the driver's side, and I saw Richard Frank Steele looking at me like this. My blood ran cold. And I knew all I needed to know from him looking over his glasses at me. I knew everything I needed to know about taking care of his daughter, making sure that she was good. What a dad. What a dad. He was an amazing, amazing man. You know, when I think about this suit here, in fact, we could just today, we'll call it a garment. When I think about this suit, there are certain attributes and words that we would probably use to ascribe to this suit. We would say things like rescue, security, strength, heroics. We would say things like power, wisdom. And it's interesting because what we would use to describe what this suit represents are probably exactly the same words we would use to describe a good dad. All the things that we expect from a good father. And as we think through the ideas of boldness and fearlessness and power and all that comes with this outfit, this suit, this garment, I want you to know that there's something that I learned from my time with Richard Steele that I want to share with you today. And I suspect that as I share this, it's going to resonate with you. It's a familiar scripture to me that when I was a kid, we used to actually sing a song about this scripture. And it's very familiar to me. It's actually in the book of Isaiah, and it's God giving a promise to his people. And it's a list of promises that God gives to his people. And the promises are all about how he's going to take care of them. He's going to be powerful for them. He's going to make sure they're secure. He's going to swoop in and rescue, be heroic, be bold. And as we read in Isaiah all these things, there's a particular phrase in there. Like I say, there was a song that we used to sing when I was growing up that I'll never forget the scripture because of that song. And it's simply this out of Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3. It says, "The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." The garment of praise. God promises a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And this is what I learned from Richard Frank Steele. I want you to see this. It'll be on the screen behind me. That is this, that the man we see on the outside could be just a cover for the real man hidden beneath. The man we see on the outside could be just a cover for the real man hidden beneath. You know, this suit here is something that we as dads often feel we have to put on, this garment. Feel like we have to put on bravery, put on boldness, put on power, put on the look over the glasses. And it's the stuff of accolades for us. We put it on because this becomes our garment of praise. When we put on this garment, people praise us. It's our garment of praise. They say things like, "Oh, he's so brave. He's so good. He's so caring. Look at him. Look how much he knows." And so we put on that garment. And it's the stuff of praise that we get, the heroics, the powerful feats, the strength, the security. And I got to be honest with you, as a dad, I love that. I don't hate at all hearing those words. It doesn't bother me one bit that my kids or my wife would walk up and say, "You're an amazing father. You're a great man. You're a good guy." In fact, I would argue today that that's something that men in this world don't hear enough. You're a good man. You're a godly man. Thank you for what you've done for our family. Thank you for loving our kids. If you have a dad in your life that cares about you, that loves you, is willing to tell dad jokes, hug them. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know how much they mean to you. Dads need to hear this. We put the suit on so we can hear it. It's our garment of praise. There's some stuff that I didn't know back then. Because as dads, we start to buy into that. We start to believe it. Maybe I am a pretty good guy. Maybe I do know something. And we start to actually buy into it, right? But there are things I didn't know when I was younger that I know now, and I learn from people like my father-in-law. What I didn't know, all the fishing trips to Canada and family vacations out west when I was growing up with my dad, what I didn't know at 8 when dad was teaching me to shoot a bow and arrow, what I didn't know at 11 when he let me preach my very first sermon, what I didn't know at 12 when he was teaching me to golf, what I didn't know at 16 when I got my first car, what I didn't know at 18 when he paid for me to move to California to live with my brothers, and what I did not know that day I walked out on the parking lot with Kathy and asked if she could come with me instead of going with her family. What I didn't know is that behind that garment of praise, behind the look over the glasses, behind the confident eyes, the security, the power, the boldness, was the man who likely was masking a spirit of heaviness. That the look I got from across the car that day was because in his heart, he was thinking, I just want my daughter to get in the car and go home with me one more time. I'm not ready for this. It's too heavy. What I didn't know in all those times with my own dad is the weight that a father carries. All I saw was the garment. All I saw was the garment of praise. All I saw was the heroics. All I saw was the supply. All I saw was the strength. All I saw was the never makes a mistake. And then I became a dad. And I got to go into the dad locker room and put on my own garment of praise. And as I began to hobnob with all the other fathers that were in there putting on their garments of praise, I saw a little bit behind the scenes. That with every accolade, there is a weight. For every garment of praise, there is a spirit of heaviness. Guys, I want to encourage you today. Men, I want to encourage you. Fathers, I want to encourage you that this garment of praise that we like to put on, this air that we like to put on, that we've got it all together, is not the garment of praise that Isaiah is talking about. It's okay to admit that there's heaviness in your life. It's okay to speak up and say, I'm feeling it today. It's okay to say, I don't like that my kid did that, but I love them anyhow. It's okay to recognize that sometimes we carry heavy things in life because as dads, we do. We do. You are. You will. Can't escape it. But there's another garment of praise that we can put on that will bring us true, true strength. You guys know you've done it. You know that you've hidden the pain behind the outfit. You know you stuck your chest out and smiled when inside your heart was breaking. You know you swooped in your cape and rescued when inside you felt the remorse of the choices that your kids were making. You know it. You've carried the heaviness and you put on the garment of praise. So I can't let that show. I'd eventually begin to uncover the real Richard Steele. After that fateful day in the parking lot and Kathy and I began to date, I started to spend more time with her family, and I'd come to know her dad. I'll never forget one day that I spent riding around with him in his delivery truck. He was an Arl Schreiber delivery guy, spices. Still to this day, I can right now as I'm speaking to you, I can smell the spice inside his truck. It's a very familiar feeling. We have one of those spices in our house, and every now and then I can smell it, and it's like, that's Richard Steele. And computers were just starting to come out, and he was just starting to use computers for some of his delivery routes around Northeast Ohio, and was struggling a little bit with the technology, but I was coming into my technological prime at the time, so I was able to help him out. Get the printer working inside the van. Get everything all set up for him. And I'll never forget, it was through those interactions that we began to build a bond. And we knew this was going to be a lifelong friendship. I'm telling you, if there was anybody I enjoyed being around, it was Kathy's dad. He was an amazing man. He was an incredibly good friend to me. And I miss him with all my heart. But I began to understand and learn some things about him that caused me to know, here's not just a strong guy on the outside, but here's a real man of integrity. A man who keeps his word, a man who's passionate about his family. And he's not just the tough guy that I knew and I loved, but he was so much deeper than that. In about 2006, he grew pretty ill. Had been fighting against the disease in his body. We were in Chicago at the time, and Kathy was traveling back and forth with our son Grant, who was just about 4 years old at the time. And she was making trips back and forth to be with her dad and her mom. And we knew time was short. And it was in those months that he and her mom would call and say, "Hey, would you pray with us? It's a tough day today. Will you pray with us?" And it happened again and again and again. And every time we would drop whatever we were doing, whether we were driving, we'd pull off to the side of the road, and we would talk and pray and encourage. And I heard in his voice the spirit of heaviness. Here's a man who wanted to live, loved his family, loved life, and loved his God. It was one of the first times, I knew who he was. I knew all those things about him. But it was in that season that he began to trade in his garment. And I would have to put on my own garment of praise. This garment of praise. I'd have to put on strength. I'd have to put on heroics. I'd have to just stick my chest out and say, "Come on, let's believe together." When inside myself, I was carrying a spirit of heaviness. When inside I was battling what was going on. When inside I was dealing with the moment. But I put on the garment that I believed I needed to wear. That would cause others to go and say, "Man, what a strong son-in-law you are." But I didn't know then something that I see now, because I'd been tempted to think that those moments had exposed the frailty of life. I'd been tempted to think that maybe that the real strength behind the downturned glasses might have been in question. But what I know now, and what I want to say to every dad, is this, out of 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. In 1 Kings chapter 2, we start to read the end of life for David. David, a mighty man of God. The Bible says a man after God's own heart. And he's in the time of transition in his life. It says this, that as the time of King David's death approached, he gave this charge to his son Solomon. "I'm going where everyone on earth must someday go. Take courage and be a man. Observe the requirements of the Lord your God and follow all his ways. Keep the decrees, commands, regulations, and laws written in the laws of Moses so that you will be successful in all you do and everywhere you go. If you do this, then the Lord will keep the promise he made to me. He told me, if your descendants live as they should and follow faithfully with all their heart and soul, one of them will always sit on the throne of Israel." Did you catch what David said in his final moments, his final hours? It wasn't, "Look at all the wars I won. Look at all the cities I conquered. Look at all the things I did." He laid down the garment of praise for a real garment of praise. And with the last words on his lip, he said, "Let me tell you what really matters in life. It's not what you're capable of doing, but it's who you're capable of serving that matters." He said, "If you will serve God, this legacy, my life, all I've done for God will not go unrewarded. Forever my family will be a part of the kingdom that God has built here." I love the song that we sing that says, "To your family and your children, to 1,000 generations and their children and their children." Dad, here's the truth that I've learned and what I want you to know today, and that is this, that there comes a day when this suit just doesn't fit anymore. It's like your old high school football uniform. You can't squeeze into it. When this suit isn't just not what's gonna cut it anymore, trying to be heroic and brave and strong and bold when inside you're struggling in pain and hurt and sometimes in shame. I want you to know today that true power comes from being able to say, I feel weak. I feel alone. I feel hurt. I feel sad. I feel broken. We know that's true because of the Word of God. You know, not one time through his battle did Dad Steele ever doubt God. Never, ever doubted God. As he battled the disease that would ultimately take his life, he never doubted God. Not one time. Every time we prayed with him, every time we spoke to him on the phone, he was encouraged in his faith. He was believing to come through. He never doubted God. He never failed to say, I love you. He never failed to say, thank you. He never failed to express how much he loved God. I believe it's because he traded in this garment of praise for a real garment of praise. I believe it's because he traded in finally and recognized that suit does not fit me anymore. But there's one that does. And that is the garment of the praise of my Father. The real significance of my life. And that is to bring him recognition. You see, when we put on this true garment of praise, we quickly recognize our own weaknesses. We quickly recognize how much we don't deserve to be in it. And we quickly begin to turn all those thoughts of our own strength into a recognition and a gratefulness for the strength that God gives us. All of the over-the-looked glasses combined in the life of Richard Steele could never add up to the power of a single phrase in that season of his life when he gave God the praise for his life. All the strength that he showed in those moments of being a dad paled to the strength he demonstrated by staying faithful to his Father in the most difficult part of his life. Isaiah chapter 64 and 6 says it this way, when we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. There just comes a day when we realize it's not the suit. And I believe today, dads, that God is inviting us all into a life of real power, real rescue, real security. You see, here's what I've come to understand watching so many amazing fathers around me and living my own life as a father right now a little bit, and that is this. The behind the posturing, behind the stiff upper lip, behind that strong pose is likely a man who's feeling the heaviness, is likely a man who's dealing with the shame, is likely a man who's feeling more weak than we'll ever know. And if we can learn to praise our fathers, even in their mistakes, if we can learn to praise our dads, even when they tell crazy jokes, if we can learn to praise our fathers, even when they are struggling, they'll be stronger than they've ever been. Here's how I know that. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9 says this, each time God said to me, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. Guys, this is the word for you today. Fathers, this is the word for you today. God's grace is all you need. His power works best in our weakness. So now Paul says, I'm glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This garment of praise is one that's willing to admit, Father, you are the one. Without you, I have no breath. Without you, I am nothing. Without you, I know nothing. Without you, I can't raise this family. Without you, I can't lead my home. Without you, I can't forge forward. Without you, I have no future. That's when our true strength begins to rise up. Not when we just say, I don't have this, or I'm not that, or I'll never be this. Not admitting to weaknesses in those ways, but saying, God, without you, I'm nothing. To you be all the glory in my life. To you, God, you get the glory for all that I've done. You get the glory for my family. You get the glory for my life. And when we put on that garment of praise, we become stronger than we've ever been. So we've got to uncape ourselves. We've got to be willing to admit. You know, it's interesting because, you know, when we do women's ministry events, man, women will get in here and they'll praise and they'll worship and they'll just talk to each other and have great relationships. And we do men's events and you would think everybody had bad breath. It's hard for guys to get together and love on each other. It's hard to get together and worship. It's hard to make these things happen because we want to put on the garment of praise. We want to be that guy that's strong. We don't need nobody. But guys, can I tell you, we need each other. We need to be able to look each other in the eye and say, I'm hurting. I feel alone. I feel exposed. I need help. Because it's in that moment that God says, I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I'll be your rear guard. I'll be your right hand of strength. And what we need in this nation, in this world, at this time, more than ever, are men who are not afraid to say, I'm not all that, but through God, there's nothing I can't do. Men of true power. Men of true strength, not because they have a garment they can put on and play the part, but because they put on the garment of praise and say, God, it's you. It's you. You are the one. These are things that I learned from my father-in-law. That there comes a time in your life when there's no more covering. There's no more hiding behind. That we learn to lean on God. We have our hurts healed. Our inadequacies become strengths. Our shame becomes God's glory through forgiveness. And we begin to be who He has designed us to be. It wasn't long after Kathy started driving back and forth to visit her dad and her mom that one of my heroes passed away. Lost his battle here on earth, but gained an incredible victory in heaven. And to his dying breath, he trusted and believed in God. He loved his family. He shared his wisdom. He traded in that garment for a true garment of praise. I miss him today more than I can describe. He was a friend. He was a mentor. I miss his presence in the life of my kids. Grant knew him a little bit. Allie and Max never really got to know him. Only through our stories and legend does he live. Probably even bigger than real life. But that's as it should be. Dads, I want to encourage you today. We don't have to wait until life brings tragedy to our doorstep to put our faith in God. We don't have to wait until things start to get to the place where we can't control it ourselves any longer to fully give in to God. We can choose to do that today. I want to invite you into the dad locker room with me today. There are curtains to divide us. How about we all trade outfits? How about we all take off this garment of praise that we've been trying to hide behind and put on a real garment of praise that says, I'm God's man. I'm God's dad. I'm God's husband. And my life will always reflect the glory of God. Let me pray for you today. Father, I thank you that you have demonstrated to us what it means to be a loving father. Lord, I recognize today that there are many people who don't know that expression in this earth. That they've not experienced the presence of a good earthly dad. But Lord, we know that in a relationship with you, you begin to demonstrate those qualities, and we can see them clearly in how you love us, what you've done for us. And we recognize that our own frailty, our own weaknesses are just facades. They're just outfits. They're just suits that we put on to try to make everyone think we've got it together, that we can jump in and rescue. But God, we recognize behind the scenes that we're nothing without you. And I pray today, Lord, as dads consider the invitation to exchange that previous garment for this new garment of praise, that you'd strengthen us for that. You'd help us to be the men that you've called us to be, loving our families, serving your house, leading this community, our nation, our world. I speak strength to fathers today. Lord, I use my voice prophetically to say that this is the day we begin the process of turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the hearts of the children back to the fathers. That this is the day that true, real heroes, fathers, step up, are not afraid to lean into one another for support and love, but ultimately find their identity and their significance in you. Let it be so in my life, God. Show me areas of my own life where I'm putting on the uniform, I'm putting on the costume, I'm putting on that garment so I can exchange it for your glory. I want your strength in my life, God. I pray that for all the dads today, here, watching, all over. Father, I thank you for every dad that's gone before us, that's been a part of our lives, the ones that are not here with us any longer, that have been mentors for us. For my own father, for my father-in-law, Richard Steele. God, I thank you for these men that have spoken into my life and have helped me to become who I am today. And I pray that you would help us all to be a voice like that in the life of another father, the next generation. They'll serve you, follow after you, do what you've called them to do. I thank you for these things, Father, in Jesus' name. While your heads are bowed today, maybe you've yet to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Maybe you've yet to say, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I want to tell you something. It's in that moment of weakness that God's strength is made perfect. We're willing to admit, I need you, Lord. Is there anyone here today, or maybe you're watching online today, maybe you're driving in your car, maybe you're listening to this on podcast or on Facebook, maybe you're all by yourself today. Maybe you're surrounded by your family, but you recognize, I can't do it on my own any longer. I need Jesus in my life. We'd be honored to pray this prayer with you today. And this invitation is for everyone, not just dads, but everybody. God loves every one of us, has a plan for every one of us. So if that's you today, I'm going to ask you just to pray this prayer after me in church. I'm going to ask you right here to pray this prayer out loud right now after me. Just say, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died for my sins. I believe the Spirit of God raised you from the grave and you're alive today. I'm asking you to forgive me. Come into my life. Lead me in life. Help me to accomplish all you have for me, to share your love and compassion with my world. Be my strength in my weakness. Strengthen me, embolden me, cause me to have wisdom and knowledge, to lead my family, to influence my world. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, somebody give Jesus a big cheer today. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. Our hope is that you are encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live out the amazing life that God has designed for you. We pray that this message was fresh air to you. If you made a decision to ask Jesus to become the leader of your life, we'd love for you to let us know. please text the word YES to 740-387-7778. If you'd like to reach out to Family Life Church, please visit our website at yourfamilylife.org. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing day.